This is Making Sense of the Media with the Poynter Institute. I'm Lisa Peeks with Poynter's Kelly McBride. Well, the past several weeks, we've seen revelations of deep corruption inside FIFA, the world governing body for professional soccer. And there have been allegations of extortion, racketeering, and fraud that have been likened to the operations of organized crime. The story didn't happen overnight, though. In fact, one reporter has been dogging the story for over a decade. Kelly, who is Andrew Jennings?
Andrew Jennings is this 71-year-old curmudgeon in London, and he has written two books about FIFA. In 2006, he published Foul! Exclamation point, Secret World of FIFA, colon, Bribes, Vote Rigging, and Ticket Scandals. And that led to an expose that was on the BBC. And then, last year, he published another book specifically on Sepp Blatter and his organized crime family. So this guy has been dogging away at FIFA for years, and he is absolutely the reason that this investigation led to criminal charges.
Well, how would you sum up his reporting style?
Andrew Jennings is an investigative reporter. He uses documents and he uses anonymous sources. He gets people to leak information, and from there he figures out how to tell the story.
Well, with this Sepp Blatter situation, he's like pulling no punches. He really doesn't like him.
Yeah, we should listen to that tape of Andrew Jennings' fantasy of how he wants Sepp Blatter to be arrested.
I was hoping, knowing that they could strike at any time, they would arrive at the Congress Hall at 11 o'clock in the morning saying, "Oh, Mr. Blatter, can you come this way, please? Oh, no, I'm important. He's getting in the van. No, I'm really busy. Get in the van, you know."
Why is his approach as a journalist so effective?
Well, one of the things that he did, in addition to writing books and producing a documentary, he helped the FBI begin this investigation. So there's no separation for him. He definitely wants an outcome. He wanted these guys to be arrested, and he did everything he could. Most journalists in the United States would back away from that sort of helping out of law enforcement, because that's not their job, and that may create a conflict of interest. But Andrew Jennings, he's all in. He definitely wants an outcome, and he saw it through to the end, including cooperating with the FBI.
His book was published years ago. Why did it take so long for action?
Well, I think it takes that long for an investigation to happen. So the wheels of justice grind slowly, I believe, is the cliche that we use. The other thing is we never really know what fantastic journalism is going to lead to a fabulous outcome. The book comes out, the movie comes out, the investigative report comes out. Maybe the next year they win a Pulitzer or some other prize for their work. But true outcomes, those take years to realize.
Kelly McBride with the Poynter Institute Sense Making Project, thank you.
You're welcome.